Welcome to Landscaping Your Life with Alison Smith, where I use nature's landscapes as metaphors for your life, helping you to get back on track when you're stuck and don't know what to do. Whether that's when you're lost, lacking in focus, motivation or confidence, or feeling stressed or overwhelmed. Send the situation you're grappling with on a coffee break as you explore one of nature's landscapes to gain insight and a different perspective you can apply to the situation later. As I did last week, I'm just sharing with you two new poems this week, but I'm not able to share as much about what they mean and or invite you in the same way as I have for the rest of this series to give you certain questions to ask yourselves about the poem. So I'm just going to leave you with two poems, both that are about the not knowing and sitting with the ambiguity and being happy that we don't know what to do next, as if what will happen, what is that action, will become clear when we need to take the action, rather than us needing to overthink it ahead of the time. So there's two poems, so we'll literally just play them. And you can stop and re-listen to it, and then I'll play the other one and then leave it there, and hopefully life at my end will get a bit less fraught and frantic, and then I'll be able to come back in the normal style of the series 3 of the Landscaping Your Life with Alison Smith podcast and having a bit more of an explanation. But I suspect the poems in and of themselves, if you're there trying to make a decision and unable to make it, may enable you to sit with the ambiguity a bit more. I can see as much as I need to see. As I stand here, believing I need to see the wood for the trees, I realise I can see as much as I need to see. The decision isn't about what's beyond my seeing, just the direction of travel within it. Stay here or move on, this path or that, tentative or confident journeying, alone or with others. I can see as much as I need to see, and therefore I know what I need to do. Do the solutions lie in the not knowing? Why do we focus on knowing the wood for the trees, as if that knowing will provide the answers? Perhaps the solutions lie in the not knowing, comfortable with the ambiguity, when one decision is followed by one step at a time, with each step redefining the 360 degrees of choice we have next. No map that forces a route to a destination we may long have given up on before we get there. Just a compass that keeps us aligned with our own true north. If you've enjoyed today's episode of Landscaping Your Life with Alison Smith, do please remember to follow the podcast so you're notified about future episodes. Leaving a review would also be very much appreciated. So too, telling family and friends if you think it would also be helpful for them. You'll find more about the Landscaping Your Life process in my book, Can't See the Wood for the Trees, Landscaping Your Life to Get Back on Track, available from all online bookstockists, and by searching Landscaping Your Life on YouTube, Facebook and LinkedIn. Wishing you every success in using nature to landscape your life.